أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام, Allah has chosen him to be the Imam of the Anbiya. And Allah said, I will make you the Imam till the day of Qiyamah. And the method of that was practically in this world, that his children, Allah Ta'ala will make them also leaders as far as religious matters are concerned. And that is the highest position that a person can get. So Allah Ta'ala from his son Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam granted Yaqub alayhi salam, and then all the Anbiya, Musa alayhi salam, etc., Isa alayhi salam, who came in the Bani Israel. And from his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah granted Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he is the final and the last Nabi. He is also on Millat Ibrahim, on the same path of his great forefather, grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua of the duties and the work for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam when he will come in this world, the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, the learning and teaching of the kitab, that is the Quran, with its great wisdoms, and the purification of the soul. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Innaka antal azizul hakim. Yeah, we learn one adab also. Whenever we ask Allah Ta'ala, we should ask him by the wasta, by the means of his great asma, by the means of his great names. And that is very, very conducive, and it makes that dua to be accepted very greatly. So he used these two names of Allah Ta'ala, that undoubtedly, O Allah, you are Al-Aziz and you are Al-Hakim. Al-Aziz, that Allah Ta'ala, Al-Ghalibu ala kulli shay, wa la yaghlibuhu shay'un. That Allah is all powerful and He overpowers everything and over everyone. And all together, nobody can overpower Allah. Forget overpowering Allah, they can't come anywhere near Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the supreme being. So Allah, I'm asking you of this by that great name of yours, that great qudrat of yours, that you accept this dua of mine. And O Allah, you are Al-Hakim, the most wise, the one whose every action is based on wisdom. This is a different thing if we don't understand that wisdom. And due to our lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, our stupidity, we then find, na'uzu billah, fault in the command of Allah. Because we didn't understand it, we find fault in it. Whereas every command of Allah, and there are those commands which even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam could not comprehend. Like for example, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went with Khidr alayhi salam, those wisdoms which Allah had given to Khidr alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also did not possess them. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam also said, may Allah have mercy on Musa, had he kept quiet, we should have learned much more of all the other wisdoms of Allah Ta'ala also. So the wisdoms of Allah, only Allah Ta'ala know. Our complete wisdom is, we accept every command and we accept it full of wisdom from Allah Ta'ala, and that it is 100% beneficial for us. Whether we understand it or not, we all got up, we came for Fajr. There is great, great wisdom and goodness in this Fajr namaz. It isn't all of us who can understand what the wisdom is and how to make the Fajr, first standing and then going in ruku, then into sajda, etc. There is great wisdom in that. Before that, to make our wudu, there is great wisdom in every act of wudu also. We cannot understand everything, but there is great wisdom. This dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was accepted, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was chosen to complete this dua. And Allah Ta'ala made it that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allah gave him superiority then even over Ibrahim Ali Salam, over all the Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. The greatest and most chosen and most closest to Allah of all His creation is Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should appreciate this very, very greatly. We are made in the Ummat. And if we just refresh our minds now and then, what the great virtues of this Ummat are, then we will realize what a great honor Allah has bestowed upon us. And none of us made dua for it. None of us thought of it also. Allah in His great mercy made us of the Ummat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we should appreciate it very, very much. And also we should understand that the people, the Jews who are presently trying to promote in the world the Abrahamic Accord and Abrahamic Creed, that we all must follow Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam, and in that way there will be peace in the world. But they are just camouflaging the whole thing using Ibrahim alayhi salam's name, but they only take it till Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Further than that, the other son of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, and that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born of him, and the perfect millat Ibrahim is only with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That they don't speak about. So we should be very careful of this Abrahamic accord and Abrahamic creed which they speak. And what leads to this, which is more on the ground for us, are all the interfaith meetings that are held. We must keep away from that totally. And another way which they trap us in is open days in masjids, where they invite the Muslims to, where they invite non-Muslims to the masjid in the name of giving da'wah to them. And then in the fairness they say, then they invite us to their churches. And we must go to their churches. And then there in the church, they give us their rosaries to pray on. And they sprinkle their water upon us. All those things they do. So this is right, it is totally taboo for us. We cannot accept that at all. We have got the greatest way of Ibrahim alayhi salam through our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and it's very important that we inform our other people, our families, friends, etc., especially those who call themselves that they are very broad-minded, and they mix with the non-Muslims, and they attend all this type of meetings, etc., and they feel there is nothing wrong. We should try and enlighten them and make them understand the great harms of this for our iman. And in that we have to realize that it isn't only our dunya's life here, but the real life is of the akhirah. And there only iman is going to help us. And we have to, this gift of iman, which is the greatest gift which Allah has given to us, we must appreciate it. Try our best to look after it with du'as to Allah Ta'ala and not get ourselves involved in anything that can harm our iman in any way. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.